Watch, Teens Shock Head of School and Epic Senior Prank, You Are Like Commandos. By Amy Furr on June 2, 2023. A class in Middletown, Delaware, pulled off one of the greatest senior pranks ever that is bringing people lots of laughs. It was pitch black outside when the group of 70 students at St. Andrew's School packed into the first floor of the home of Joy McGrath, who is the campus head of school, the Delaware News Journal reported Thursday. When McGrath woke up and came downstairs, she opened the door but could not have expected what she found. It's senior prank season and boy did the class of 2023 get Ms. McGrath good. Last night, the entire senior class snuck into her house at 1 a.m. and bedded down for a good night's sleep all over the first floor of her residence, the school wrote in a social media post May 19. Video footage shows the moment McGrath entered the room to get her morning coffee, but it appeared she had more than one guest to welcome. When she looked up and noticed the room was full of people lying on her floor, she quickly shut the door while the teens giggled. Once she gathered herself and reopened the door, she said, "Good morning, little bunnies," and the room erupted in laughter. "You are in the most trouble," McGrath jokingly told them. She then asked how long they had been there and they said since 1 a.m. "How did I not hear you? You're like commandos," McGrath exclaimed. She then called it the most beautiful sight. School of faculty live on campus near the students, per the journal. "We're a boarding school, we're parenting kids since their parents aren't here. There's students at my house all the time, it's not that unusual," McGrath explained. When the students came up with the idea for the prank, McGrath's husband helped them organize it so they could sneak inside their home without detection. Following the big reveal, the students enjoyed coffee and donuts with their beloved head of school. Video footage includes images of the students trekking across campus with pillows and blankets to McGrath's house the night of the prank, according to CBS Philadelphia. "I would be happy to see any one of those kids anywhere in the world anytime, just as happy as I was to see them that morning," McGrath said.